Thank you for the pot.
And evil will not be brought into the places of God. That doesn't mean that placement cannot be found otherwise for ones who vacillate. But you ones better get off that kick that says, by the blood of a man some 2,000 years ago, that you have no proof even existed. You cannot dump a responsibility like that on the shoulders of anyone dead or alive. Blood is a physical, tangible, touchable thing. So what you must talk about is the soul and the relationship to that teacher and how it might fit. And to turn your nation around, you don't even have to do that. Only know that you are one with your relationship with God in intent. You don't have to answer to anyone at this table. You don't have to call the preacher and proclaim this loudly and tithe. God accepts the intent of the one with the two mites. He doesn't measure the amount. Neither does he knock anybody on the head and cast them out for errors. If ones come into knowing and then choose to take a reversal path, that is deliberate, and you're talking a whole different ballgame. Now, I didn't come in here to give you a spiritual lesson. I truly didn't. Because all that you require are ones who wish to save their nation. Even if it's just a personal little thing, to make it better for my son, for my daughter. The rest comes as you see the confirmations unfold. I don't have any trouble anymore with ones who read the journals and the Liberator. No trouble at all. Because we have absolutely, insanely, you would think, written thousands of pages, and they're all coming into full and total confirmation every day, every hour, right before your eyes. Meanwhile, while you are studying on those things and watching them come to be, things are happening in your personal lives that could not be a coincidence. And that's not Dharma's business, not Overly's, EJ's. Is not Diane. She's not responsible for you. But together you can unify, and whatever your individual causes might be, you can get this done. But it means hours of collecting cases to enter into computers. A lot of those are going to have to be analyzed, looked at, organized. Richard MacDonald has given the Constitutional Law Center boxes of cases, totally, absolutely, 100% unusable. Nobody knows what to do with them. That means that students, researchers, lawyers, somebody's got to take them, put them into a usable form, put them onto that computer so that you have a common law resource. And back again, we have to consider it common law, because you're going to have to creep back through before you can even think about calling it just plain constitutional law. It serves your needs. It serves your purpose. And there are plenty of ones who would even volunteer to do it. And in the beginning, volunteer has to be a part of it. Low pay. And yes, enough for subsistence, but no great rewards, not yet. Because the one promise of God is that when you give unto God, He returns unto you at least tenfold in kind. So some of you are going to get damn wealthy, aren't you? And I don't have trouble with gold. I can make it in the split breath. And I've done so. And there's enough gold to buy out your debts, to buy off your politicians. But you see, buying them off doesn't end their misery. Because when you come back to constitutional law, that will also get them, won't it? And 112 at least of your congressmen have taken major, major bribes. Documented. So when we talk about is cosmos real? Oh, indeed. God would not leave you without the wherewithal to be able to do this. Will you know all about it? I think you see what can happen. It can set you back weeks, months, and in some instances forever. Some will not be reclaimed for their just rewards. Do ones do it deliberately? Sometimes yes, but do you see it doesn't matter? If you use discretion and you use intelligence, it cannot hurt you. But everything that happens, you must look into the possibilities of what positive thing can you get out of it. And if things come into public domain sooner than they should have, well, it all but stopped all activities. But you will find that the major monetary investors, even from overseas, are all on hold. You have been able, just through what was necessary during this period of time, hold them at bay. They have not closed your banks completely yet. They already have the money printed, this worthless paper, but they've not been able to recall yours. So something is afoot. And there has to be a plan. And we just finished a book that was called God Too Has a Plan 2000. So you might guess it's a pretty good plan. Does it mean that instantly it's going to be toe dancing on the rainbow? No. You've had about 18 total civilizations just in your historical records if you could get the Sumerian texts before they're destroyed. I know it seems incredible. Why would I sit at this table listening to this absolute insanity? How can a handful in a little town in California that you can't even spell or pronounce do this? Well, I want you to listen carefully. It may seem unusual. It was the four corners of the globe. The Indians knew it. It is the navigation communication center of this end of your universe. And there are tunnels from your government, etc., entirely under this, from Long Beach to China Lake. You can run a submarine all the way underground to San Bernardino. Oh, but you couldn't tunnel all that. Can't they? Haven't any of you been watching even CNN lately? You've got some pretty sophisticated equipment. And with those lasers heating up that silicone, you can turn it into glass. You don't even have to haul the dirt out. You ones have to stop this living in what you've been told. Expect it to be a lie. Know that there is a way. When you think you have exhausted all alternatives, you haven't even begun. And when you limit that, this is why Eric would go ahead from inside. You see, God doesn't care what a man was. That is old hat. God cares what a man is. And all you can do with those past expressions is learn from them. Forgive and forget, heaven help you. Forgiveness is not in point. If you don't judge, you don't have to worry about forgiving. It's automatic as it is with God. Don't ask me to forgive you something. That acts as if I'm judge. And you are going to have to come to the point at some place where you don't let a judge act like King Solomon either. You know what you're doing. You get your laws together and you go in there and you don't give him an alternative. That's what's wrong. He gets to be God. And he can damn or reward. And that is wrong. It was wrong with King Solomon. That was not a brilliant thing to do. King Solomon happened to be one of the more evil ones of your expression. And it's very easy to find out what's of God and what is not. It's built in you. It is absolutely a part of you as much as is your heartbeat. And you can deny it, you can walk on it, you can throw it out, and you can turn God away. He doesn't go, but you do. But neither will he encroach. Once you have denied him, he just lets you go your way. You'll learn your lessons. One gets infuriated with me when I say, I don't care what you do. And I mean it. I know that you will know before you become one with God again. And I know how much time infinity is. You have a lot of time. And you're not going to like most of those lessons. You didn't like them, and you're back here now trying to make amends for that. And yet most of you have come as the guides. So I'm not even going to let you cop out on that old kick. Well, I'm back to make my amends. No, you're not. You're back having acquired and attained in the heavenly realms places of teacher or Kohen level. And your commitment is to come back in the form of man with the same restrictions and yet opening up unto the higher knowledge as man can accept it. And you accepted that. You accepted that. And you know within that you accepted that, and that's why you feel you must participate in some of these things. You can go away and not do it, but it eats you up inside. It's because you know that somehow you made a commitment. And the commitment basically is to the energy within self, which is God. Or your fragmentation from God. You represent the reflection. So we have to understand. We have to understand first who we are, what we are, so that we know our strengths and the weaknesses that we face out here. I can't give you instant knowledge. I can't give you instant recall. That's not to be yet. But you know you have some purpose. And first of all must come the willingness just to listen. I didn't even say accept. I said just listen. Because everything that you will be asked to do will be in a realm of physical action. It's a physical program to reach your spiritual fulfillment. And sometimes, you know, I'm asked, how do you stand it? How do I stand it? Because you're my brothers at great, great disadvantage. And I was smarter than you. I stopped off where I could still have vision. And you took this one. Again, in a physical format, that is the hardest of all expressions. And yet the greatest, the grandest. The places where, through your choices, comes your fulfillment and peace. It's just like the little chicken or the little child innately know right from wrong, evil from goodness. And you've tried very hard to get rid of that. And I know that my brothers serving where you are more touched by that than anybody around you. Because so many of the masses that you see are exactly that, masses experiencing, partially to impact you. I also get, well, aren't there more than 15 of us on this planet? We talk about 6 billion, but I keep running into myself. Well, if you want the facts of it, there's only one, isn't there? And you better be assuming you, whoever you are, wrote the play. Because it's going to require that you rewrite it. And you know the one that takes responsibility for that and unifies with brother is the one who's going to win. This is exactly what has happened against you. You have the advantage of knowing God, and God wins. But your adversary has the advantage of having to work with the physical as projected already, because he cannot create as you think of God creating. He's stuck with what is. That means you. So he uses all of the tools that bind you, trap you in these physical senses that even your brain says, well, what is an ordinary lifespan? I've only got that far. But he can make you think that's eternity, can't he? Just for the moment. Do this for me, old friend, and you'll get. And you know better. But for the moment, you will sell your soul. God doesn't care. He will let you go right ahead and live in that nice pit with this guy. Because he knows when he's ready to literally reclaim you, he can either uncreate you. But that's not what God does. God is your creator through thought, projection of energy, form, and motion. It is his own expression. And when he gets tired of you expressing in a very negative way, and you have built into your knowledge system a better way, he will begin to call you back. This is why it takes the alcoholic, usually the real addicted, to get into the gutter where there is nowhere else to go. You don't believe it. My goodness, you just don't believe it. Well, it's time now to restructure and reclaim that which literally has been set before you as a guide. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You only have to reclaim it. And we can help remind you of the wheel. And we can help you set up your circumstances. But you see, I don't want any quarrel out there over whether or not there are ETs. That one has been bashed to death. If you believe there is a God coming from somewhere, if you can't accept he lives within, he's got to come from somewhere. And if he is not already here, then by absolute and actual definition, he is an extraterrestrial, isn't he? Even if he is a dweller on two planets or two universes or whatever. And to come and say, I cannot do it, is unacceptable. You don't tell Commander Hatton of this command that you can't do it. It would not be presented to you, and you would not hold it in your mind if it can't be done. That is a word I do not accept. You don't have to come in balance with me. But you do have to come into balance with the mission at hand, and that is reclamation of your constitution so that your nation can again be the lamp unto the world. And as you do that, God will provide those things that will heal your people. And I've got to have lawyers to do it. Isn't that an interesting contradiction? We have the perfection that will reheal every cellular structure. We have it available in our hands. You have it now in yours. And the FDA is just, you know, hovering like that cat the minute you try to give a drop of that to anyone. But we're going to do it. And we're going to do it within the system. And if someone with AIDS happens to take it and they feel better, I think that's nice. Now, will this heal your nation? No, because most people would not touch it. Even after the government won't let you have it. Oh, that came from an ET. It must be evil. So be it. You're overpopulated. How did you think that it would get less? These ones are bathed in darkness. Their entire life experience is bathed in darkness. But there are ones out there of the innocent that need to be healed to be that light. We're going to do it. Friends, we can either do it the hard way, which is scraping and hardly making it, or we can get someone behind us, and this means that you're going to have to make some hard decisions about ones who serve. Doesn't mean that anybody has to read every word. That will come later. But don't ask me to shower you with knowledge when we have written 67 journals and covered it all. In some measure, enough that anyone seeking can find it. On the other hand, you attorneys who need to be digging in the law books for an immediate physical response must have enough faith and trust in your direction that you go look up the law. And you come into communion with me. And you can call it God or Christ, Jesus. Just call. The point is just call. And when your intent is for the good of the brotherhood and God's reclamation and not selfish ego me who's going to make a big name for myself, the name will come. Do you understand? The recognition, the strokes, and the credit will come from the success. So in that sense, your goal must never be deviated from. The adversary has never one breath deviated from his goal. And that's why they have been able to take you. But it's also why you can take it back. And you can take it back in a split second of the time compared to pulling it down. But everything then must be reclaimed and brought back into balance. And if you do your job, we will continue to do ours, and we will make those things available. No, we won't sprinkle them down. If you need it, we will sprinkle it down on you. We did on Moses. And it was called manna. And we showed the way with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you follow God, He will get you out of this. But you've got to stop playing games. You must stop playing games. If it's right, do it. If it's wrong, don't do it. It's that simple. But make sure, first of all, that it is wrong, really, in the eyes of God. Because there's a big difference in your legislative rules and Caesar's restrictions and God's laws. And yet you have to do it within the system as it functions. You don't go out breaking their laws. They don't have to have a reason. They can hang you. We must help John Quaid get his program going. That is a number one. I have to ask Gene to spend as much time informing and bringing in Walsh and work as possible. And if you put this kind of common law information in their hands, and I have written the Dirty Bounders histories in the journals, and there's plenty of backup information to prove those things from who shot Kennedy to Irangate. We have the one with pictures of George Bush in the cockpit of the plane coming back from Paris. What more do you need? Tell you what you need. You need a judicial system that's not fixed and corrupt. You can't get it before the courts. For the same reason, the Eckers have never been allowed a hearing in a court of law in almost 5 years. They will do anything to prevent a hearing before a jury. And the judge can decide it by the way he instructs a jury. The protocol said, get control of the money, get control of the courts, get control of the medicine, get control of the educational system, and get control of the press and the media, and it is done. And 100% has been accomplished by your adversary. So yes, you do have a hard road to hoe, but you've got good, sharp hoers. Pun intended. The whores are already in power. So we're going to do a little weed chopping. But it means Quaid's got to have immense help. A little financial help. But if we, gentlemen, could get some of these cases heard, there would be reward from your adversary to do the work against them. That's what they do to you. Let's get this water case done. I have a joint reason for the Ecker case. I want it to go to the Supreme Court. Now know that I want it there. And I want every named attorney that you know who is decent pinned up on the case. I want to make it as miserable for those bastards on the other side to be able to rule against these people. And meanwhile, I have to keep Dorma working 18 hours a day. It's hard on her. But in the end, do you see, if you do it timely, some of these things along the way, like the Larry Mitchell case, if you wait much longer, the insurance companies, the bonding companies, everything that could pay damages for these very claims will be moot, dead, gone. These ones could care less about it, but there would be a little bit to keep the Constitutional Law Center alive. We know you cannot live in this world with nothing. And yet, if you don't take the opportunities presented to you and the names of the ones who could help you and push it, it won't work. It won't happen. And that means you have to rise according to the call. You have to rise to the goal. And if the goal is your retainer account, and whether or not you may have to work 15 minutes as an attorney beyond this limit of time, or I will just keep you on the phone for an hour and a half discussing this, but after the fact, I remind you, I had to charge you for that because that's the way an attorney is paid for his services. Please, Chilos, when this is the attitude, nothing gets done. Because that one is destined to failure, and if he's handling your case, the case is destined to failure, isn't it? Because if one is set to fail, he will fail. And the only way that you will make it is because you are destined to succeed, and you must know that. And you'll stop working so damn hard at failure. Failure is absolutely a desire on the part of a human individual. And therefore you're going to have to go with ones who want to succeed. And whatever indiscretions you may have or experience, or whatever you may perceive as unfair, please understand there are a lot of necessary lessons on both sides. And there are some who've paid some emotional prices lately. God's delays are not God's denials. It has to be a re-cementing of thought. What do I really want to do? And most people come into a group like this thinking they've come into Jay-Z Knight's little cute weekend seminar. No, people. Don't try to figure out why. If you don't know why, it might be you. I just ask you, why not it be you? What reason do you have to give to me, who served God immediately? I mean, immediately. That means right up here. Who are you to tell me that you're not the one? I will honor that, but I would not have been sent to you if you were not the one. So that's up to you. And sometimes you have to sit down and think about it. How did you think God would return? Who did you think he would be? Did you think he would come to the Crystal Cathedral and knock on the glass? Is that the way you get seen throughout the world? Wouldn't it be wiser on God's part to come and turn a nation as great as yours around so that it truly is again the light of the world? Don't you think he would make more pointers by doing that through the very people that he has created and given into their hands this marvel, this wonder? He's not in the miracle business. He is the miracle. And therefore, you are the miracle. Stop expecting somebody else to do your damn miracles. Now, is there anybody in here who would like to speak? I wanted to lay it out right up front. I cherish you. You have no idea. But we're not puppet masters. Man is birthed and created into total freedom. my petition is all I have.
I was going to respond to Eric, but you thoroughly covered that. The constitutional law said Eric is not interested in what you've accomplished as an individual, other than the manner in which you've done it and the intensity with which you've done it and how you've been aggressive. We know of no way that we can duplicate your personality. And we have chosen at the Law Center to completely bypass that procedures and to go for the jugular vein like Atan has just told us. And it might be time now for me to tell you about the meeting I had with Judge Bork.
Please.
Okay, I would ask that this be off the record if you I don't think Judge Bork knows it.
Thank you for the pause.
And evil will not be brought into the places of God. That doesn't mean that placement cannot be found otherwise for ones who vacillate. But you ones better get off that kick that says, by the blood of a man some 2,000 years ago, that you have no proof even existed. You cannot dump a responsibility like that on the shoulders of anyone dead or alive. Blood is a physical, tangible, touchable thing. So what you must talk about is the soul and the relationship to that teacher and how it might fit. And to turn your nation around, you don't even have to do that. Only know that you are one with your relationship with God in intent. You don't have to answer to anyone at this table. You don't have to call the preacher and proclaim this loudly and tithe. God accepts the intent of the one with the two mites. He doesn't measure the amount. Neither does he knock anybody on the head and cast them out for errors. If ones come in to knowing and then choose to take a reversal path, that is deliberate, and you're talking a whole different ballgame. Now, I didn't come in here to give you a spiritual lesson. I truly didn't. Because all that you require are ones who wish to save their nation. Even if it's just a personal little thing to make it better for my son or my daughter. The rest comes as you see the confirmations unfold. I don't have any trouble anymore with ones who read the journals and the Liberator. No trouble at all. Because we have absolutely, insanely, you would think, written thousands of pages, and they're all coming into full and total confirmation every day, every hour, right before your eyes. Meanwhile, while you are studying on those things and watching them come to be, things are happening in your personal lives that could not be a coincidence. And that's not Dorma's business, not Overly's, EJ's. It's not Diane. She's not responsible for you. But together, you can unify, and whatever your individual causes might be, you can get this done. But it means hours of collecting cases to enter into computers. A lot of those are going to have to be analyzed, looked at, organized. Richard McDonald has given the Constitutional Law Center boxes of cases. Totally, absolutely, 100% unusable. Nobody knows what to do with them. That means that students, researchers, lawyers, somebody's got to take them, put them into a usable form, put them onto that computer so that you have a common law resource And back again, we have to consider it common law, because you're going to have to creep back through before you can even think about calling it just plain constitutional law. It serves your needs. It serves your purpose. And there are plenty of ones who would even volunteer to do it. And in the beginning, volunteer has to be a part of it. Low pay. And yes, enough for subsistence, but no great rewards, not yet. Because the one promise of God is that when you give unto God, He returns unto you at least tenfold in kind. So some of you are going to get damn wealthy, aren't you? And I don't have trouble with gold. I can make it in the split breath. And I've done so. And there's enough gold to buy out your debts, to buy out your politicians. But you see, buying them off doesn't end their misery. Because when you come back to constitutional law, that will also get them, won't it? And 112 at least of your congressmen have taken major, major bribes, documented. So when we talk about is cosmos real? Oh, indeed. God would not leave you without the wherewithal to be able to do this. Will you know all about it? I think you see what can happen. It can set you back weeks, months, and in some instances forever. Some will not be reclaimed for their just rewards. Do ones do it deliberately? Sometimes yes, but do you see it doesn't matter? If you use discretion and you use intelligence, it cannot hurt you. But everything that happens, you must look into the possibilities of what positive thing can you get out of it. And if things come into public domain sooner than they should have, well, it all but stopped all activities. But you will find that the major monetary investors, even from overseas, are all on hold. You have been able, just through what was necessary during this period of time, hold them at bay. They have not closed your banks completely yet. They already have the money printed, this worthless paper, but they've not been able to recall yours. So something is afoot. And there has to be a plan. And we just finished a book that was called God Too Has a Plan 2000. So you might guess it's a pretty good plan. Does it mean that instantly it's going to be toe dancing on the rainbow? No. You've had about 18 total civilizations just in your historical records. If you could get the Sumerian texts before they're destroyed. I know it seems incredible. Why would I sit at this table listening to this absolute insanity? How can a handful in a little town in California that you can't even spell or pronounce do this? Well, I want you to listen carefully. It may seem unusual. It was the four corners of the globe. The Indians knew it. It is the navigation communication center of this end of your universe. And there are tunnels from your government, etc., entirely under this from Long Beach to China Lake. You can run a submarine all the way underground to San Bernardino. Oh, but you couldn't tunnel all that. Can't they? Haven't any of you been watching even CNN lately? You've got some pretty sophisticated equipment. And with those lasers heating up that silicone, you can turn it into glass. You don't even have to haul the dirt out. You won't have to stop this living in what you've been told. Expect it to be a lie. Know that there is a way. When you think you have exhausted all alternatives, you haven't even begun. And when you limit that, this is why Eric would go ahead from inside. You see, God doesn't care what a man was. That is old hat. God cares what a man is. And all you can do with those past expressions is learn from them. Forgive and forget, heaven help you. Forgiveness is not in point. If you don't judge, you don't have to worry about forgiving. It's automatic as it is with God. Don't ask me to forgive you something. That acts as if I'm judged. And you are going to have to come to the point at some place where you don't let a judge act like King Solomon either. You know what you're doing. You get your laws together and you go in there and you don't give him an alternative. That's what's wrong. He gets to be God. And he can damn or reward. And that is wrong. It was wrong with King Solomon. That was not a brilliant thing to do. King Solomon happened to be one of the more evil ones of your expression. And it's very easy to find out what's of God and what is not. It's built in you. It is absolutely a part of you as much as is your heartbeat. And you can deny it, you can walk on it, you can throw it out, and you can turn God away. He doesn't go, but you do. But neither will he encroach once you have denied him. He just lets you go your way. You'll learn your lessons. One gets infuriated with me when I say I don't care what you do. And I mean it. I know that you will know before you become one with God again. And I know how much time infinity is. You have a lot of time. And you're not going to like most of those lessons. You didn't like them, and you're back here now trying to make amends for that. And yet most of you have come as the guides. So I'm not even going to let you cop out on that old kick. Well, I'm back to make my amends. No, you're not. You're back having acquired and attained in the heavenly realms places of teacher or Kohen level. And your commitment is to come back in the form of man with the same restrictions and yet opening up unto the higher knowledge as man can accept it. And you accepted that. You accepted that. And you know within that you accepted that, and that's why you feel you must participate in some of these things. You can go away and not do it, but it eats you up inside. It's because you know that somehow you made a commitment. And the commitment basically is to the energy within self, which is God. Or your fragmentation from God. You represent the reflection So we have to understand. We have to understand first who we are, what we are, so that we know our strengths and the weaknesses that we face out here. I can't give you instant knowledge. I can't give you instant recall. That's not to be yet. But you know you have some purpose. And first of all must come the willingness just to listen. I didn't even say accept. I said just listen. Because everything that you will be asked to do will be in a realm of physical action. It's a physical program to reach your spiritual fulfillment. And sometimes, you know, I'm asked, how do you stand it? How do I stand it? Because you're my brothers at great, great disadvantage. And I was smarter than you. I stopped off where I could still have vision. And you took this one. Again, in a physical format that is the hardest of all expressions, and yet the greatest, the grandest. The places where, through your choices, comes your fulfillment and peace. It's just like the little chicken or the little child innately know right from wrong, evil from goodness. And you've tried very hard to get rid of that. And I know that my brothers serving where you are more touched by that than anybody around you. Because so many of the masses that you see are exactly that. Masses experiencing. Partially to impact you. I also get, well, aren't there more than 15 of us on this planet? We talk about 6 billion, but I keep running into myself. Well, if you want the facts of it, there's only one, isn't there? And you better be assuming you, whoever you are, wrote the play. Because it's going to require that you rewrite it. And you know the one that takes responsibility for that and unifies with brother is the one who's going to win. This is exactly what has happened against you. You have the advantage of knowing God, and God wins. But your adversary has the advantage of having to work with the physical as projected already, because he cannot create as you think of God creating. He's stuck with what is. That means you. So he uses all of the tools that bind you, trap you in these physical senses. That even your brain says, well, what is an ordinary lifespan? I've only got that far. But he can make you think that's eternity, can't he? Just for the moment. Do this for me, old friend, and you'll get. And you know better. But for the moment, you will sell your soul. God doesn't care. He will let you go right ahead and live in that nice pit with this guy. Because he knows when he's ready to literally reclaim you, he can either uncreate you, but that's not what God does. God is your creator through thought, projection of energy, form, and motion. It is his own expression. And when he gets tired of you expressing in a very negative way, and you have built into your knowledge system a better way, he will begin to call you back. This is why it takes the alcoholic, usually the real addicted, to get into the gutter where there is nowhere else to go. You don't believe it. My goodness, you just don't believe it. Well, it's time now to restructure and reclaim that which literally has been set before you as a guide. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You only have to reclaim it. And we can help remind you of the wheel. And we can help you set up your circumstances. But you see, I don't want any quarrel out there over whether or not there are ETs. That one has been bashed to death. If you believe there is a God coming from somewhere, if you can't accept he lives within, he's got to come from somewhere. And if he is not already here, then by absolute and actual definition, he is an extraterrestrial, isn't he? Even if he is a dweller on two planets or two universes or whatever. And to come and say, I cannot do it, is unacceptable. You don't tell Commander Hatton of this command that you can't do it. It would not be presented to you, and you would not hold it in your mind if it can't be done. That is a word I do not accept. You don't have to come in balance with me. But you do have to come into balance with the mission at hand, and that is reclamation of your constitution so that your nation can again be the lamp unto the world. And as you do that, God will provide those things that will heal your people. And I've got to have lawyers to do it. Isn't that an interesting contradiction? We have the perfection that will reheal every cellular structure. We have it available in our hands. You have it now in yours. And the FDA is just, you know, hovering like that cat the minute you try to give a drop of that to anyone. But we're going to do it. And we're going to do it within the system. And if someone with AIDS happens to take it and they feel better, I think that's nice. Now, will this heal your nation? No, because most people would not touch it. Even after the government won't let you have it. Oh, that came from an ET. It must be evil. So be it. You're overpopulated. How did you think that it would get less? These ones are bathed in darkness. Their entire life experience is bathed in darkness. But there are ones out there of the innocent that need to be healed to be that light. We're going to do it, friends. We can either do it the hard way, which is scraping and hardly making it, or we can get some ones behind us, and this means that you're going to have to make some hard decisions about ones who serve. Doesn't mean that anybody has to read every word. That will come later. But don't ask me to shower you with knowledge when we have written 67 journals and covered it all in some measure, enough that anyone seeking can find it. On the other hand, you attorneys who need to be digging in the law books for an immediate physical response must have enough faith and trust in your direction that you go look up the law. And you come into communion with me. And you can call it God or Christ, Jesus. Just call. The point is just call. And when your intent is for the good of the brotherhood and God's reclamation and not selfish ego me who's going to make a big name for myself, the name will come. Do you understand? the recognition, the strokes, and the credit will come from the success. So in that sense, your goal must never be deviated from. The adversary has never one breath deviated from his goal. And that's why they have been able to take you. But it's also why you can take it back. And you can take it back in a split second of the time compared to pulling it down. But everything then must be reclaimed and brought back into balance. And if you do your job, we will continue to do ours, and we will make those things available. No, we won't sprinkle them down. If you need it, we will sprinkle it down on you. We did on Moses, and it was called manna. And we showed the way with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you follow God, he will get you out of this. But you've got to stop playing games. You must stop playing games. If it's right, do it. If it's wrong, don't do it. It's that simple. But make sure, first of all, that it is wrong, really, in the eyes of God. Because there's a big difference in your legislative rules and Caesar's restrictions and God's laws. And yet you have to do it within the system as it functions. You don't go out breaking their laws. They don't have to have a reason. They can hang you. We must help John Quaid get his program going. That is a number one. I have to ask Gene to spend as much time informing and bringing in Walsh and work as possible. And if you put this kind of common law information in their hands, and I have written the Dirty Bounders histories in the journals, and there's plenty of backup information to prove those things from who shot Kennedy to Irangate. We have the one with pictures of George Bush in the cockpit of the plane coming back from Paris. What more do you need? Tell you what you need. You need a judicial system that's not fixed and corrupt. You can't get it before the courts. For the same reason, the Eckers have never been allowed a hearing in a court of law in almost 5 years. They will do anything to prevent a hearing before a jury. And the judge can decide it by the way he instructs a jury. The protocol said, get control of the money, get control of the courts, get control of the medicine, get control of the educational system, and get control of the press and the media, and it is done. And 100% has been accomplished by your adversary. So yes, you do have a hard road to hoe, but you've got good, sharp hoers. Pun intended. The whores are already in power. So we're going to do a little weed chopping. But it means Quaid's got to have immense help. A little financial help. But if we, gentlemen, could get some of these cases heard, there would be reward from your adversary to do the work against them. That's what they do to you. Let's get this water case done. I have a joint reason for the Ecker case. I want it to go to the Supreme Court. Now know that I want it there. And I want every name attorney that you know who is decent pinned up on the case. I want to make it as miserable for those bastards on the other side to be able to rule against these people. And meanwhile, I have to keep Dorma working 18 hours a day. It's hard on her. But in the end, do you see, if you do it timely, some of these things along the way, like the Larry Mitchell case, if you wait much longer, the insurance companies, the bonding companies, everything that could pay damages for these very claims will be moot, dead, gone. These ones could care less about it, but there would be a little bit to keep the Constitutional Law Center alive. We know you cannot live in this world with nothing. And yet, if you don't take the opportunities presented to you and the names of the ones who could help you and push it, it won't work. It won't happen. And that means you have to rise according to the call. You have to rise to the goal. And if the goal is your retainer account, and whether or not you may have to work 15 minutes as an attorney beyond this limit of time, or I will just keep you on the phone for an hour and a half discussing this, but after the fact, I remind you, I had to charge you for that because that's the way an attorney is paid for his services. Please, Chilas, when this is the attitude, nothing gets done. Because that one is destined to failure, and if he's handling your case, the case is destined to failure, isn't it? Because if one is set to fail, he will fail. And the only way that you will make it is because you are destined to succeed, and you must know that. And you'll stop working so damn hard at failure. Failure is absolutely a desire on the part of a human individual. And therefore you're going to have to go with ones who want to succeed. And whatever indiscretions you may have or experience or whatever you may perceive as unfair, please understand there are a lot of necessary lessons on both sides. And there are some who've paid some emotional prices lately. God's delays are not God's denials. It has to be a re-cementing of thought. What do I really want to do? And most people come into a group like this thinking they've come into Jay-Z Knight's little cute weekend seminar. Normal people. Don't try to figure out why. If you don't know why, it might be you. I just ask you, why not it be you? What reason do you have to give to me, who serve God, immediately? I mean, immediately. That means right up here. Who are you to tell me that you're not the one? I will honor that, but I would not have been sent to you if you were not the one. So that's up to you. And sometimes you have to sit down and think about it. How did you think God would return? Who did you think he would be? Did you think he would come to the Crystal Cathedral and knock on the glass? Is that the way you get seen throughout the world? Wouldn't it be wiser on God's part to come and turn a nation as great as yours around so that it truly is again the light of the world? Don't you think he would make more pointers by doing that through the very people that he has created and given into their hands this marvel, this wonder. He's not in the miracle business. He is the miracle. And therefore, you are the miracle. Stop expecting somebody else to do your damn miracles. Now, is there anybody in here who would like to speak? I wanted to lay it out right up front. I cherish you. You have no idea. But we're not puppet masters. Man is birthed and created into total freedom. My petition is all I have.
I was going to respond to Eric, but you thoroughly covered that. The constitutional law said Eric is not interested in what you've accomplished as an individual, other than the manner in which you've done it and the intensity with which you've done it and how you've been aggressive. We know of no way that we can duplicate your personality. And we have chosen at the Law Center to completely bypass that procedures and to go for the jugular vein like Atan has just told us. And it might be time now for me to tell you about the meeting I had with Judge Bork.
Please.
Okay, I would ask that this be off the record if we, I don't think Judge Bork...